USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Senator Ron Johnson, the Republican from Wisconsin, talking on Newsmax, said he agrees with President Obama's former Secretary of Defense that Joe Biden's not the guy to be handling foreign policy, especially as the battle rages on in Ukraine.
Former Secretary of Defense Robert Gates, under Obama, who said that Joe Biden has been wrong on every major foreign policy issue for the last 4 decades, and his string continues. The weakness that President Biden has conveyed to our enemies has emboldened them.
And as gas prices continue to hold steady for the third day, the price of Brent crude has dropped by over 30% in the last week, from $139 a barrel to just under $100 per barrel. However, at the gas pump, the national average has only dropped less than 1 cent to $4.31 per gallon. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Rick. I'm at the Smith's home. Where's Donnie?
Leaves and autumn bookings pile up for Rick's gutter cleaning service.
He's out? Ah, come on.
He needs help before his bottom line gets clogged.
Okay, well, what about Christiana? We still got 6 houses today.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Another large group of migrants, this time 122 of them, arrived by boat into the United States, landing north of Key West, Florida. The migrants' arrival was a maritime smuggling event, according to U.S. Border Patrol Chief Walter Slosar. Slosar said there's a coordinated response with our state, local, and federal partners to make sure we get medical and safety checks and then get those individuals processed and transported to our local station. The arrival comes little more than a week after another boat carrying over 300 migrants ran aground near Key Largo. The Idaho legislature gave approval to a bill that would ban abortion after just 6 weeks and allow the father, sibling, grandparent, aunt, or uncle of the fetus to bring legal action against the medical professional who performed the abortion. Idaho's GOP-controlled House passed the Fetal Heartbeat Preborn Child Protection Act, 51-14. The bill, which passed in the state Senate earlier this month, now moves to Republican Governor Brad Little's desk for his signature. This is USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
USA Radio News has found some better ways to get some sleep.
A new study is revealing ways Americans can improve their sleeping habits. The National Sleep Foundation releasing the latest results from their annual poll. They suggest increased light exposure upon waking up through the afternoon, eating meals at consistent times, avoiding screen time at least 1 hour before bed, and exercising at least 20 minutes per day. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
If you're traveling, there are still 125 destinations currently at what the CDC calls level 4. The CDC thresholds for travel health are based on the number of COVID-19 cases in a destination. Tourist favorites stalled on level 4 include Aruba, Brazil, Canada, Egypt, France, Greece, Peru, and Spain. The United Kingdom has been on that list since July of 2021. The Justice Department said that Enrique Tarrio, the leader of the Proud Boys, should remain in jail as he awaits trial, pointing to his leadership of the far-right group during the January 6th, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. They said based on compelling evidence of Tarrio's leadership in the conspiracy, there are no conditions of release that can reasonably assure the safety of the community or the defendant's appearance in court. Prosecutors specifically highlighted Tarrio and his texting of an encrypted message in a chat on January 6th, and then admitting, "We did this about the Capitol attack." For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.